Hey, it's Sarah Arnold Hall, and you're listening to How to Take Action. Today, I want to talk about 11 mistakes that ambitious people make. I have coached hundreds of ambitious people over the last 6 years, and I see these same key mistakes being made over and over before my clients come to me. And I used to make these mistakes too. In fact, I have made these so many times, and I want to make sure that you don't make them, because if you can overcome some of these key mistakes, you will honestly be so much further ahead in your journey towards your goal, and it's going to help you so much. So if you are making any of these mistakes as you listen, do not beat yourself up about it. Give yourself some grace. It is very human to make these mistakes, and know that I have made them a ton myself. So let's just dive straight in to the 11 mistakes. Mistake number one is overcomplicating the plan to your goal. Oh my goodness, I used to create plans with 100 steps in them, and I'm not even kidding. I used to download like a template or a spreadsheet or something and put in every tiny little aspect of my goal, every little thing, from like every tiny detail that I could possibly come up with, so that I felt prepared. That was the idea. I was like, if I could just come up with the perfect plan, I'll feel so prepared. But all that it did was overwhelm me, and I ended up doing a whole bunch of things that were really just coming from a place of perfectionism and wanting the process and the outcome to be perfect, instead of focusing on what actually needed to happen. And once I started identifying the non-negotiable steps that had to happen and no extras, that is when I started actually achieving my goals. So inside my coaching program, it's called Execute It. It's a group coaching program. I have all of my clients create a plan for their goal that is no more than 5 steps. That means that sometimes my clients end up with a goal that's actually 2 steps, which is amazing, because the simpler that you can make it, the easier your journey is going to be, because I promise you, your brain is going to massively overcomplicate every other element. You do not want to start with a complicated plan. So if you don't have a plan right now for your goal that is 5 steps or less, you are making it more complicated than it needs to be. And when I say 5 steps, I mean like 5 sentences of like, do this thing, do this thing, do this thing. If it feels like a big long step with like a whole bunch of elements to it, that is not 1 step, that is multiple steps. You have to look at what actually has to happen. Not everything you want to happen, not how to make it perfect, not how to do it the best, but what would have to happen to achieve this goal. And if something doesn't absolutely have to happen to achieve it, it's got to go off the list. It is not on the plan. So that is mistake number one, overcomplicating the plan. Mistake number two is trying to make the right decision before you take action. I was coaching a client the other day on her business, and she was trying to decide what her niche was going to be. And this is something she'd been trying to decide for years. And she said to me, I need to make a decision before I can start taking action. And I said to her, you can change your niche as many times as you want throughout my program. I really, truly believe it does not matter if you change your mind. All I care about is whether or not you stop. Do not stop taking action while you change your decision. So if you want to do this niche and you take a bunch of action towards it, and then you change your mind, you want to do a completely different niche in your business, it does not bother me, but just do not stop. Do not wait. Do not sit back and think, I need to take a few days or a few weeks to make a decision before moving forward. Any decision that you make needs to be made on the fly. It needs to be made as you go, as you're continuing forward. So it's like you're just changing the direction of the vehicle that you're in, instead of stopping the vehicle, parking it, thinking about it for a bit, and then maybe eventually getting the vehicle started again. Keep taking action, even if you change your decision, because that way you don't lose momentum. It is so important that you don't lose momentum towards your goal. No matter what path you're taking, just keep moving, keep taking action. Okay, mistake number three is telling yourself that it is not working. You know, if you do this, if your brain is like, I don't know, this path doesn't seem to be working, this thing isn't going well, as soon as you tell yourself that it is not working, you sabotage yourself. And so as soon as you tell yourself that your goal isn't working because you haven't seen the result yet, that's like getting in a car and driving down the road and be like, well, we're not at our destination yet, so it must not be working. No, you keep driving. Your job is not to worry about the destination. Your job is to just worry about, are you moving? So when you tell yourself that it is not working, you will want to stop and you will want to turn around or change your plan completely. So make sure you tell yourself it's working. And when I say this, I mean like I keep a list of all the reasons why my goal is working, like a real solid list on my computer of exactly what is working. And I try to update it as often as possible. When I'm really going after a goal, I will update that list multiple times a day. Anytime I get a little piece of evidence that it is working, I will add it. So if somebody messages me and tells me that they like my YouTube channel, because that's what I'm working on growing right now, and I will put that evidence on there. I'll be like, they said this. Somebody posted on there the other day saying, this channel is going to be big. I'm like, great. I'm using that as evidence. I'm not just going to remember it in that moment. I'm going to add it to my list of why it's working. Just to remind my brain that it is, because the fastest way for you to stop taking action is for you to believe that it isn't working and you need to change something, when really you just need to keep going. So I really recommend that you keep yourself a list of why your goal is working and focus on all the reasons it's working so far instead of all the reasons that you're not there yet. Okay, mistake number 4 is changing the plan without having data. What I mean by this is so often we will create a plan and then we will decide that it's wrong for some reason, and that we need a new plan, that we want to change the plan, but we haven't actually tested whether that plan worked. Or we've started testing it, but we haven't got to the end point. You have to actually get some real world feedback to know whether or not your plan worked. So for example, I just did a 30-day TikTok challenge where I posted on TikTok 3 times a day for 30 days. And I knew by day 12, that I didn't want to continue. I was like, this is not for me. I'm not enjoying it. And I don't even want the result anymore. I realized I don't actually want to be successful on TikTok. Even if you handed me all the followers, I would definitely still say no, because I don't actually want to be creating for people on TikTok. Even though I think it's amazing the people that do, I tried it and I realized it's not for me. But I didn't stop at that 12 days, because I did not have the data that I set out to get. I wanted to get the data for 30 days when I started. That was always the plan. And as soon as I got to day 12 and I was like, yeah, I don't want to do this, it would have been so easy for me to just stop. But then I would have not got a complete data set. So don't try to change your plan before you've actually got real world data. That brings me to mistake number 5, which is looking for the magic pill. You know, if you do this, you're the kind of person, and this was me, who overconsumes solutions. You listen to 20 different podcasts, 50 different strategists and coaches and teachers, and you're listening to advice from everyone, and you know all the different ways to achieve your goal. You've heard every single possible way of doing it, and you're trying to make a decision about the best one. But the truth is, they all work. Every single pathway to your goal that somebody is telling you works out there, it works. They all work. Yes, there's probably going to be some that are more suited than others, but every single path that people are telling you works, they've done it and it works for them, then it could work for you. The pathway is not what is magic. You are the magic pill. You bring the magic to any situation that you're in. So no matter what pathway you choose, you will be the one to make it work, to commit to it, to show up and do it. So do not let your brain do what I did for 2 entire years, which is look for like the perfect strategy for getting the result. When I first started my business, I would come up with a new plan every day. I was like, it's going to be YouTube. And the next day I was like, it's going to be funnels. And the next day I'd be like, it's going to be networking. And I would have every single idea, and I consumed from every single possible business book that I could on how to build a business, instead of picking one and committing to it and going all in. And once I had enough data to find out whether it worked, then changing it. So if you notice yourself looking for a magic pill, I want to offer that it might be time to constrain and restrict yourself to listening to just one or two different outlets, maybe even one. Like, it depends on if they are like competing or not, but pick something, pick a clear line. I restricted myself to only listening to one mindset coach and then one strategist. And that was what really helped me stick to a path until it worked, instead of trying to find the magic pill that was going to make it easy. The truth is, your goal isn't microwavable. You cannot do it in a quick, perfect, find the solution and then everything's going to be sorted kind of way. You are going to have to face all of the challenges, and every single pathway will present its own challenges. No path is going to actually be the perfect solution. So pick one and commit to it and go all in and stop looking for a magic pill, because the truth is, you are the magic pill. All right, mistake number 6. Getting surprised when you don't feel like doing the work. If you let your brain be surprised that you don't feel like it, it will think that something has gone wrong. My brain is an expert at doing this. It goes, huh, that is so weird. We don't feel like doing it today. Maybe there's some important reason why I shouldn't. Maybe that means I'm too tired for this. Or maybe there's some sign from the universe that I shouldn't be doing this right now because I just don't feel like doing it. No, it's not true. You have got to expect that you're gonna feel resistance. That is the key, the tool that you can use, is expecting ahead of time, all the time, every single time, and making it part of the plan that you will be resistant, that you will feel all kinds of resistant emotions. You will feel confused. You will feel overwhelmed. You will feel doubt. You will feel afraid. You will feel bored. You will feel lethargic. You will feel de-energized. You will feel unmotivated. All of these feelings and plenty of others are going to come up. You have got to expect that resistance is a thing. And that way you can tell your brain, oh no, this was always part of the plan. I was always supposed to feel resistant. I was never supposed to feel like doing it. Nothing has gone wrong. And then you will follow through. And this brings me to mistake number 8, not following through on the schedule. It is so easy to think that you are being kind to yourself when you let yourself off the hook of your schedule, when you know that something was planned and that you wanted to do something and that your past self set a great time for you to do something, but then you do not follow through because right now isn't the time, or you don't feel like it, or something has come up. When you do that, you dishonor your plans and you dishonor yourself. You train your brain to think that the calendar and that the plans that you make are movable. And you know that you would never do this to someone else. You know that if you made a plan with someone and it was actually important to you and it was actually important to them, that you're only going to reschedule if you absolutely have to. You don't reschedule a meeting with someone else because you didn't quite get something finished. You don't reschedule a meeting with someone else because you just don't really feel like it today, or you're kind of a little bit tired, or you'd prefer to do something else on your to-do list right now. No, you go to the meeting or you do the thing you're supposed to do with that person because you honor what they are doing. So you want to start honoring what you put on the calendar for yourself, not just because then it will get done, which is great, but also because of what it says about who you are. You're someone who follows through on what you say you're going to do, and you can trust yourself in the future to do the same. All right. Mistake number 9. Thinking based on the situation instead of based on the result that you want. So what I mean is, let's say that a customer has just told you no. You've got a business and they've just said, no, I don't want to hire you. I don't want to buy your thing. If you think for the situation, and based on the situation that's just happened, you are going to make all of your decisions based on the fact that the customer said no. But the result that you want is to get a customer. So you want to think for the fact that you want the customer, not for the fact that you don't have a customer. Because the way that you think, the way that you make decisions when you're thinking about what result you want is so different than when you're thinking about the results you currently have. Don't think about the results you currently have. You will just create more of it. You will make decisions based on the limited amount of success that you currently have instead of the limitless amount of success that you can create. So you want to be asking yourself all the time, what result do I want? And what do I need to be thinking to create that result? Not what situation am I in and what do I think about that? You see how that's going to be so different? If you're thinking based on the current experience that you have, you're limited to that. But as soon as you think about what you want to create, you are only limited by your imagination of what is possible. Mistake number 10, not being honest or even aware of what is really in your way. This is super common. We think that it's one thing when really it's actually something completely different. So we will tell ourselves that what's really stopping us is, for example, I know one that I struggled with so much in the beginning was branding. What I need is I need to have the perfect branding, and that's how I'm going to grow my business. Until I've got the perfect branding, then, you know, I can't create the business that I want to have. When really what was actually in my way is that I wasn't getting out and talking to potential customers. So ask yourself right now, are you being honest with what's really in your way? Are you telling yourself that there's something in your way that isn't actually in the way? It has just been made up by your brain that that's what the problem is, when the real obstacle in your way is something else. One of the best ways that you can identify what is actually in your way is to bring the deadline up. Now, you don't have to actually bring the deadline up. You can do this in your imagination. But imagine that you needed to achieve your goal today. Suddenly, it becomes very, very clear why you don't have the goal. So, for example, if you're trying to create customers, you're going to know very quickly that the reason you haven't created customers is because you're not talking to any customers. Whereas if the deadline is like a year away, then you can think about all the things that can get done in a year, set up a website, make some business cards, print some merchandise, all the things that do not create customers. So imagine that your deadline is actually now. How does that affect what you know is actually your obstacle that's actually in your way? This is why I coach my clients for 3 months. I used to coach for a whole year, and I may still change that because remember, we are going to give ourselves permission to change our minds whenever we want to. It is totally okay to change your mind if you keep taking action. But I used to coach for a year. I would get people to tell me what they wanted to achieve in a year. And then I just thought, you know what? I want to try 6 months. And I noticed something interesting. People started achieving the goals faster. And I don't just mean within 6 months where they were achieving them in a year. I mean, they were achieving them in like 3 months when we were in a 6 month container. And I was like, huh, I wonder what would happen if I shorten the container to 3 months. Now, people in my program achieve goals in like 6 weeks because the container is pulled forward, because the deadline is pulled forward. They have to face the actual real challenges so much faster, and they crush through the problems faster because they're faced with them faster. Whereas if you give yourself so much time, you will not have to face the actual problems until the very end. So actually, it makes a lot of sense to bring in your deadline. But even if you just do this mentally and you don't move your physical deadline, you will find out what is really in your way. And then you want to actually address that. All right, the final mistake number 11, is trying to do it on your own. And I know, like, my brain's already being like, yeah, I know this. You're not supposed to do it on our own. But I am telling you, when you have support, even if it's not me, if you want to come and work with me, I would love that. I love helping ambitious people achieve their goals. I get to do it all day. And I am so lucky that I get to do this as my job. But whoever you get, go and hire someone or get support from someone. If you can't hire someone, get someone else on board with your goal. I don't recommend an accountability buddy. And the reason I say that is because then you let each other off the hook. the idea is to hold both of each other accountable, but really you just end up both not going to the gym. You've done it, right? You've done it before. We've all been there, where you both say you're going to do something, but then really you both end up just stopping each other from doing it. So don't pick an accountability buddy, but pick somebody who is where you want to be or who has the skills to help you get there. Whether they are paid or unpaid, get support, because you are going to achieve your goal so much faster if there's more than one brain trying to solve the challenge. When there's more than one brain, that's a huge benefit of coming and getting group coached by me, because you don't just have me and you, you've got the whole group there to support you. And it's so amazing because everyone is always going after similar goals. And so you've just got this whole group of all these other people also solving the same problem. So as soon as they solve it, it's like working on a group project where everyone's actually doing the work. And everyone can come back and have done a little bit of the group project, and it helps everyone else. Go and get support for your goal wherever you get it. I highly recommend you come and join my program, Execute It, because you are going to get support from me. And I'm going to coach you the whole way through your goal on solving all of these mistakes. But also, you're going to get support from the people in the group. It is incredible. It is going to seriously make the path to your goal so much more simple and speed it up tenfold. So definitely come and get coached by me at saraharnoldhall.com by joining the group Execute It. But if you're not going to do that, then make sure you get support somewhere from someone who can help you so that you're not doing this alone, because it is so much easier to let yourself off the hook, to burn out, to stop going after the goal or make really slow progress when you're doing it alone. Those are the 11 mistakes that ambitious people make. Overcomplicating the plan, trying to make the right decision before you take action, telling yourself it's not working, changing the plan without having the data, looking for the magic pill, getting surprised when you don't feel like doing the work, not scheduling things, not following the schedule, thinking based on the situation instead of based on the result that you want, not being honest or aware of what's really in your way, and trying to do it on your own. If you eliminate even a couple of these mistakes today, you will rapidly progress towards your goal. You will see a big jump in progress. I hope that you have an incredible week making mistakes and fixing them quickly, because it's not about not making any of these mistakes. It's about recovering from them as fast as possible. So go make some mistakes and recover quickly. And I will talk to you in the next episode. Hey, if you've got an ambitious goal, you have got to come and get coached by me. I'm going to help you create a streamlined action plan and follow through on it with ease. Together, we're going to tackle every single obstacle that comes up until you hit the goal. So go to saraharnoldhall.com to sign up for coaching now.